Well, yeah, dude, I'm definitely gonna do some. Definitely going to do some, something a little different, man, because I just fucking can, dude. I just can. It's my shit, you know, so I can do whatever the fuck I want. I can just cut the mic and do whatever I want, really. I can just sit here and fucking say crazy shit. Or I can say some pretty deep knowledge, or maybe I could just get on here and rant about nothing, you know? Yeah, dude, my last episode, I got flagged. I've been getting flagged a lot for copyrighted music at the beginning. So until I can find some music that I'm not getting copyrighted on, I mean, I can always put, you know, some random instrumental over, but I feel like that's cheesy, dude. You know, I like putting whatever I'm in the mood that day. I'm like, I'm going to use this. I'm going to use this as the intro song or whatever. And it's usually a song I've been listening to or some shit or one of my favorites of the week. But now I'm getting copyrighted, which is fair. I understand, like, I'm not supposed to be using their stuff. But it's been like 3 or 4 years now, dude. And I've been doing this for a while now, like over 2 years for sure. And I've never been copyrighted up until I decided to lash out against the government. And really, it's not even about the government, man. Hold on, let me put my fucking shades on real quick, because I'm about to really say some things that might upset some folks. And I'm not trying to be dirty. I'm never trying to hurt anyone, man. I'm really just trying to spread awareness and maybe some truth. We live in a fucked up country, bro, and as fucked up as it is, like, we can say we can wake up. I hope that one day we can wake up and get together and come to the realization that our government is poisoning us. They're basically making us dumber. They're tricking us with media. They keep us bickering back and forth. They create division. And yeah, it's not like the best, you know, but at the end of the day, we are in the best country in the fucking world, man. The United States, 110%, is the best country in the world. And I'm not talking about like, man, I'd love to live in the United States, you know, like, you don't come to the United States to fucking live, bro. You come to the United States to literally follow a dream or follow a destination or get on a journey, on a path. And that's kind of the immigrant mentality. You know, you come here to basically get out of a really shitty situation or a situation that you were once in that's really shit. It's all about progression, really, at the end of the day. But as fucked up as it is and as fucked up as everything that goes on in this country, especially with politics, I'm not going to talk about big corporations. I mean, I could all fucking day. But when it comes to politics, bro, right now, a lot of people, you know, we're kind of divided a little bit between the both. You know, at the end of the day, they're both going to fuck us, bro. And if we can just fucking get along, you know, this is a public service announcement. If everyone can just get along, man. No, but as crazy as it sounds, man, as crazy as this country is, it is one of the best countries in the world. You can come here and basically be who you want to be. And if you wanted to be whoever, you could wake up and be whoever, bro. Like, no one is actually stopping you, bro. Everything's online, you know, every activist is online. No one in real life is fucking trying to stop you, bro. I mean, unless you're getting bullied every day, then that's different. But if you're an adult, dude, like, and you get bullied, that's kind of your fault, because you're an adult now. You can kind of fend for yourself, and you should definitely be, I wouldn't say combative, but you can definitely take a stance and defend yourself. But when you're a kid, sometimes you don't know how, you know, you're just a kid and you're getting bullied or whatever. You don't know how to defend yourself sometimes, but when you're an adult, bro, and you're bitching about it, I'm just like, grow a fucking pair and do something about it, say something about it, and then your bully will stop, bro. Then it's not that easy, bro, because then, like, you got those 13 Reason Why bullies where you get the fucking mop shoved in your asshole, and those aren't bullies, bro. Those are, like, demons. That kid's a demon, bro. He's on demon time wearing those black Air Forces, bro. That's black Air Force energy, bro, if you don't know. Like, getting a mop shoved up your asshole, that's a black Nike Air Force energy. 13 Reasons Why, bro. They should, I hope, dude, I wish I could, one day, I wish somebody definitely makes that into, like, I don't know, maybe it already is, but somebody makes an iconic film, and then the diabolical guy, he's wearing black Air Force Ones, you know, and it's just like, I don't even know what I'm saying, dude. I'm just trying to fucking say something, bro. But yeah, our government's kind of fucking crazy, man. And that's basically it, you know. That's basically all I wanted to say was how fucking crazy it is. But it is. It's fucking insane. I'm never, ever, ever, ever the one to be like, I'm anti-capitalism because I thrive off this shit, bro. Like, you have to play the game. You have to play the game, dude. And it sucks. But it is, you know, you have to go to work, you have to take care of your shit, you have to pay your bills, bro, and you partake in this fucking little game that we're in. You get the new iPhone, we're in vehicles now, we sit in front of computers, we have headphones, we have technology, we have clean water for the most part. like, if you're listening to this, you have clean water, 100%. I don't know, man, it could be a homeless man. I saw a homeless man yesterday, actually. And he was on the side of the road, and he was doing the, like, the drinking motion with his hand to his face. And he was saying water, and I could read his lips. He was wanting water. But I didn't have any water, man. I don't, like, just carry a jug of water with me, you know. I did, although, piss in his mouth. I pissed in his fucking homeless goddamn mouth because he was just so goddamn thirsty, and he wanted something. So I just went over there and pissed in his fucking mouth. I told this story before. I'm not going to tell it again. It's fucking stupid, dude. One time I gave a fucking homeless man $50 and I was so upset, dude. Yeah, because I had a $50 bill and a $5 bill in my wallet. And I was like, man, I'll just give this homeless man $5 bill. So I open up my wallet real quick, see a five, take it out, hand it to him. And I'm on my way back. I'm like, wait a minute. Did I just give that motherfucker $50? I'm driving by this point. I'm like, I got to get gas. I got to get, you know, I only had, that was literally all the money I had. I remember being, I think I was in high school. And I was driving and I was like, man, did I just give that fucking homeless man my money? And I opened up my wallet and there was inside laying a $5 bill. And I remember thinking, oh my God, I just gave a homeless man my $50 bill, bro. Like, I only had $55 and I gave him $5. Or I meant to give him $5, you know. Like, that's me, that's saying something, bro. I was a pretty good kid, man. I'm trying to fucking give this homeless man some money so he can go get his fix. And I gave him a 50, bro. He's about to be high for a fucking two or three days at least. Maybe he fucking overdosed, bro. But I went back to find him to get my $50. I went back to confront this fucking homeless man and he wasn't even there. And I was like, yeah, I mean, if someone fucking handed me $50 bill, I'd leave, bro. I was like, why am I standing here, bro? I already made my money. I'm out of here. Like, he made his money and he fucking left. You know, that's what they do, man. They get their money and they leave. They go get their fix. And I don't know, man, I drove around, tried to find him, couldn't find him. I was pretty upset, man. I was so fucking pissed, bro, because I'm like in need of gas and I'm over here fucking driving around trying to find him. But yeah, dude, I fucking shouldn't have gave that homeless man a $50 bill, bro. That's my fault. I was just trying to be nice and quick about it, you know. Homeless people ask me for money all the time, bro. I don't know what it is. Like, do I just give the, do I just look like I have money? Because I don't. I promise you, I don't have money, bro. If I had money, I would be giving it away, bro, like candy. Because that's why I don't have money, is because I would be doing insane things, you know, like giving it away. It'd be like not having money because I would just be giving it away and fucking splurging on dumb shit and crashing it or whatever. Or blowing it up. I don't know, dude. I feel like I would definitely not be, I feel like I would definitely crash out, bro, if I had a little bit of money, bro. If I had, like, let's say I had $50 million in the bank, bro, I would crash out 100%, bro. Like, I'd get a tank, I'd get, like, a helicopter and shit, and I wouldn't even be, like, I wouldn't even be, like, I need a pilot. Like, I would try to fly that bitch myself, man. That's how confident I am, that I can fly a helicopter. I'm pretty sure I can fly a helicopter, like, without any training, just because of how confident I feel in myself. And I don't know, man, maybe I'm just tripping, maybe I'm just fucking nutty, but I think I can. I think I'm pretty sure I can do it. I don't fucking know, dude. Maybe if I just were to try one time just to see what happens, like, there can be a pilot inside of there, like, kind of get guiding me or whatever, but for the most part, I want to do it by myself, and I want to fly. I'm pretty sure I could do it, dude. But it takes money. It takes money for sure. A lot of the, a lot of these episodes, man, like, since when this, my voice just cracked like a little baby bitch, bro. Since I started this podcast, I always told, like, the audience or whatever, that I was never going to make this, like, my diary, you know, or whatever, like, or whatever. I was never going to make this my diary, but, like, I got to spill some stuff. I was never going to make this my diary, but I got to really get some things off my heart. No, but seriously, man, I never wanted this to become kind of a diary, because it's kind of cringe, you know? It's kind of fucking cringe, bro. But I, at the end of the day, it can be whatever the fuck I want it to be, because it's mine. And that's okay, I guess. I was thinking about that in the shower today, you know, how it is what it is, bro. You know, and I don't ever want to make this my diary. Like, I don't want to be like, this happened or that happened and it made me feel like this. Like, I don't fucking care, bro. I'm just trying to say some funny things, maybe. And I don't know, man, maybe you get some, like, honestly, bro, I'm just trying to say some positivity shit, man. I'm on my positivity kick. Let's fucking go, bro. My positivity fucking kick, man. Like, I've been on my fucking positive, optimistic shit, bro. I feel like Tony Robbins. I don't know, man. Like, I feel like we need more, you know. I think, like, not like faking it, you know, like, you can still get upset. Like, God damn, my fucking mic's pissing me off. Hold on. You can still get upset and whatnot. Like, we're human. You can show that. That's an emotion. I'm talking about just treating each other with a little bit of respect and dignity. And it doesn't have to be perfect, because a lot of people do not deserve your respect and dignity, but just like a basic amount, you know, kind of like the fundamentals of just being a good human and not fucking anybody over. Like, can we just do that, you know, without making each other cry, you know, because it's just a small guy, dude. We're just small dudes. We're just small people. We're just walking around. Like, we pretend like we know what we're doing when we're really not. The other day, bro, I was out with my wife getting coffee, and I just look around and I come to the realization that nobody knows what the fuck's going on. We're all standing in line. We're like cattle right now, waiting for our little fucking treat. And not only are we getting treated like cattle here, but we also have to pay for it. You know, and we have to tip 15, 20, 30 fucking percent. I've seen on these iPads, dude, 30 fucking percent on my goddamn coffee. I'm going to air this bitch out, dog. Like, if you fucking work at a coffee shop and I go there and I see 30% on the iPad, I'm going to fucking lose it, dog, because all you're doing is fucking putting goddamn coffee in the syrup and I'm drinking that motherfucker, bro. I said coffee and the syrup because there's more syrup than coffee, bro. Like, I just want my goddamn iced latte, bro. Can I just get my goddamn iced latte and not take a fucking loan out to pay for my iced coffee, dude? But there's a line, you know. There's always lines at these fucking, and that's why sometimes I order on the mobile app or whatever. If I'm getting Starbucks, you know, that's like the basic shit. And that shit's not even coffee sometimes. It's just like a treat, you know. I this is a realization, dude. Like, this is not coffee. You know, I have coffee in the morning at my house every day. 2 cups every day. Real coffee. Like, drip coffee. Brewed. When I go out to Starbucks, bro, I'm getting, like, just caffeine and sugar, bro. That's all it is. This isn't coffee, bro. Like, my pecan, pistachio, oat milk, iced latte is not fucking coffee, dude. Like, it's not. It's just a treat, dude. It's just my fucking, it's just a little treat. And we're paying fucking $17 for one. And yesterday I fucking maxed out my credit card on iced coffee, and it was fucking horrible, man. I think it's like a 30% annual percentage rate, and I maxed it out. I think it's like $5,000 just on iced coffees in this year alone. And I feel pretty sad about it, dude. I don't know what to say or what to think. No, but at the end of the day, man, we go in these fucking coffee shops and we're like cattle, dude. I was sitting in this fucking coffee line just waiting. And it hit me. I'm like, man, we're getting treated like cattle, bro. Everywhere we go, we're getting treated like cattle. Come here, do this. Why is there always someone like a narrator, like telling us what to do? You know, why is there always someone telling us what to do? You walk in somewhere to eat, someone's sitting you somewhere, you know, they're going to assign you a seat, basically. You get on an airplane, you have to pick a fucking seat, bro. You can't just walk in there and fucking just pick a seat, bro. Like, it's not first come, first serve, you know. It's just, I don't know, dude, shit's crazy, man. I'm just fucking nutty on the mic tonight. Nutty on the mic. What the fuck am I trying to remember? Santa's coming tonight. That shit was so funny, dude. I can't wait for fucking Christmas. My son's fucking 10 months. That's crazy, dude. I feel like having a baby definitely changes a human. I think it changes you for the better. I used to say a long time ago, I was like, man, I can't believe, like, I would judge parents so much, and not my parents, but I would see people be a parent and I would judge them, without, like, not like out loud or whatever, but in my head. I would judge them and I would be like, man, I can't believe, you know, that you're doing this or that or whatever, or how do I explain this without, like, it's fucking nasty, bro, you know, judging people when you haven't been through it, for one, and I realize that. But two, I would judge people that would make like a big change, you know. I remember being younger. I was probably 18 or 19 years old, and I was talking to this guy, and he was like, man, I was on crystal meth, man. And then I had my daughter, and I just stopped cold turkey. And I was like, damn, bro, like, you had to wait for a kid to come by for your, like, yeah, it's inspiring. Like, yeah, that's how much you value your kid. That's great. But you had to wait for this time to change. Like, you had to wait for a kid to change. Like, why would you do that? You know, like, you could just change now. And I thought like that as a child. When I was a kid, I would think that. When I was 18, 19, 20 years old, that's what I thought. And now that I have a kid, there isn't like catastrophic change, but there was definitely something going on, bro. Like, some awareness, I guess. Some awareness and just like, what the fuck is actually going on here, man? Like, we have to wake up a little bit. There's definitely a shift. There's definitely something that happens when you become a father. When you become a parent too, like, when you become a parent, something just changes inside of you, man. And I can't believe that I judge so harshly, you know, because it does take you for a big fucking spin, dude. It takes you for a big spin, and it's the best spin in the world, bro. It's the the best spin in the fucking world, and it's amazing. And I wouldn't trade it for anything else, dude. Being a dad is the most amazing thing in the world. And he's growing, dude. He's fucking doing great. And it's awesome, dude, watching this dude grow from a little baby. And now he's, like, crawling to me, responding to me. You know, like, he looks at me, smiles, laughs. He knows I'm his dad. So, yeah, dude, I think that's fucking great. I think that's amazing. Watching the little fucking guy like that, dude, it makes me think about, like, I was that little once, you know. I was that guy. And be like a role model or whatever. Like, my kid should be, I hate when people say that. They're like, you should be a role model. Like, shut the fuck up. Shut your goddamn mouth, dude. You don't fucking know what the fuck a real role model is, dude. Shut the fuck up. Dude, people say that and they're actually fucking secretly like pedophiles and shit, you know? Like, people that say that, like, Little League pedophile coach, dude, like some fucking bullshit. And it turns out that they've been molesting kids for 20 fucking years and no one said anything, you know, but there is no fucking role model, man. Just be the best person, the best person every fucking day. You should try to be the best person. And it's hard sometimes. And it doesn't have to happen in a week or two or a month. It shit, it's fucking just try to be a better person. And yeah, dude, just fucking live, man. Just live like a human, because that's what we are. We're just chilling. But yeah, man, I just want to make sure that, you know, he gets love, because that's also important. I don't know. I don't know where I'm going here, dude. I'm just fucking rambling. I never want to make it seem like I'm preaching either. I never want to make it seem like I'm preaching to ya. I never want to make it seem like I'm preaching to ya. Fuck, man. I never want to make it seem like I'm preaching to ya. Huck to ya. I never want to make it seem like I'm preaching to ya. To ya. I never want to make it seem like I'm preaching to ya. Come on, sing it with me. I never want to make it seem like I'm preaching to ya. To ya. Huck to ya. I've yet to listen to one of the podcasts, but I see the memes all the time, dude, and they're fucking hilarious. I can't sit here and judge. I don't know if it's good. I don't want to listen to it because I'm not interested. I'm not interested at all. I already have a lot of shit going on. I already have podcasts to listen to. I listen to a shitload of music. And I watch, like, TV shows and whatnot, you know, like, I'm already to my screen. My screen time is insane, bro. Like, I don't need more screen time. I don't need you to add me more screen time. You know, I don't want to listen. I don't want to watch. I just want to fucking do what I'm doing already. And just do what I'm doing, bro. That's all I want to do. Just do what I'm doing. At the end of the day, just do what you do, baby. Because you got to do what you do, you know. That should be a bumper sticker. At the end of the day, you do what you do. Or, like, I don't fucking know, dude. At the end of the day, you do what you do. Or you do what you got to do. Or I don't fucking know, bro. Some crazy, corny shit like that. That shit would sell, bro, if they made fucking Mama Bear. Like, those stupid-ass Mama Bear t-shirts. Or, like, they get those, they get your initials embroidered to your fucking sweater, bro. And what the fuck is that, dog, bro? If my wife wore that shit, bro, domestic violence in this motherfucker, dog. I'm beating the dog piss out my wife. No, I'm kidding. But it would be fucking hilarious. My wife would do that, like, as a prank, I think. Because I think it's cheesy. I think it's fucking funny. Yeah, dude. I don't know if I've ever said this on a podcast, and I hope she listens to this. My wife is hilarious, dude. My wife is so fucking funny, dude. She makes me laugh all the time. She is really, really funny. And she's actually said many, many times that she's funnier than me, which I didn't used to believe. I was like, yeah, whatever, you know, shut up. And now I'm like, you know what? She actually might be funnier than me. I think she is hilarious. She's fucking awesome, dude. Like, we'll sit down at the end of the night when the baby's, like, down or whatever, and we'll fucking watch Kill Tony. And she'll fucking pause it, and she'll say something funny as fuck or, like, tell me, like, this some funny-ass story. And I'm just listening, bro. Maybe it's just funny to me, bro, because we've been together for, like, a long time or whatever. But she is very funny and very humorous. She's very funny and humorous, and she has it all, dude. Like, she fucking has it all. She's the total package and fucking... what the fuck is that smell, dude? Hold on. I gotta pause this. All right, we're back here. Here we go. Okay. Yeah, dude, I fucking was sitting here talking, and I could smell what... It smelled like someone turned the stove on. We have a... We're not super fancy. Like, we don't have one of those ceramic top stoves or whatever, but we do have an electric stove, and it's one of those coil stoves, you know, like a 90s type one. It's pretty cool. It does the work. It does its job, bro. Like, it's never given out or whatever. It's good. I could smell, like, one of the coils. I thought it was, like, on, but it was actually the heater, I think. I think it was the heater that smells, you know, when you first kick on a heater at the beginning of the fall, you know, it starts getting a little cold outside and you turn your heater and it smells like it hasn't ran in about a year. Well, that's the smell I was smelling. And hopefully my home is not on fire as I'm recording this. It'd be fucking hilarious, bro. Actually, it wouldn't be, but it would be at the same time. If I was just sitting here recording and next thing you know, I look... And there's, like, fire embers and shit. My whole goddamn living room is, like, lit up. I would just, like, I would just stand there and probably take a picture. Like a selfie or whatever. And be like, finally did it. No, but I'd be obviously concerned because my children, or not my children. Well, yes, my children, my dog, and my son. And then I'd have to go get my wife, and that would be horrific. But there is some humor a little bit there. If I was recording an episode and everything was on fire, it would be clinical, bro. I would have to go back in and get the files, and I don't even know what I would do, man. It would be like lost footage. I would try to export this as fast as possible. But I think I'd die in here, dude. Now that I'm fucking thinking about it, why am I thinking about this, bro? I would die if I did that, dude. It would take way too long. What the fuck would I do, bro? Now that I'm thinking about it, obviously I'd get my family out first, but I would make the attempt to come in. That's how committed I am to this shit, dude. I would try to come in and get the fucking files, because they're important, dude. I think it'd be insane, but at the same time, scary, you know, kind of fucking nutty. You got to think about catastrophes, bro, because if you don't. You don't think about catastrophes and then it happens and you're like, man, I never thought. I mean, emergencies and catastrophes happen to all of us, you know, but if you think about them or like if you think about something crazy, you can at least maybe even have a plan or something. It's just maybe not the perfect plan or maybe not even the right plan, but at least you fucking do something instead of freezing up like a bitch, bro. Like you like that flight or fight mode. Is 110% real. Like most people freeze up. I don't know, man. Like maybe I'm sitting here on the mic and I'm telling you to have a plan. And next thing you know, I freeze up like something bad. Like I wouldn't even say mugged at, I couldn't even imagine something that would make me freeze up, bro. Because I feel like I'm just always, I have so much goddamn motion. You know, I'm always on motions. I got motion sickness, bro, because I'd be moving. Heavily armed, by the way, bulletproof glass, bro. I got fucking bulletproof vest on all the time. I walk around, bro, bulletproof fucking suitcase. armed to the teeth, bro. Like, I'm fucking, I'm suited and booted, bro. I'm ready for fucking war, you know? And, yeah, I don't know where I was going from here, man. I always do this shit. I always go, like, on a tangent. And then I'm just, I don't even know where I'm going, you know? I just know I'm saying some crazy shit. I started talking about the fire. And now it's just crazy randomness. I gotta get out of here, bro. I gotta go to fucking sleep, dude. I gotta go to sleep, man. I haven't slept in fucking 74 hours, dude. And I am highly concerned about my health, dude. Like, I am sitting here drinking a beer. I'm sitting here drinking a beer. I haven't slept in 72 hours. And it's not good, you know. The conditions aren't great. But I'm here, dude. I'm doing it, you know, whatever. I'm here. Kind of like when you go to class, you know, it's like, what do you want, teach? Like, I'm here, aren't I? You know, I'm here. What do you want? You want me to do my homework? You want me to participate? Like, bro, I'm here, okay? I'm here. I'm on the mic. I'm saying some stuff. At least I'm participating. Like, some people don't participate, you know? Some people just rather not. And that's okay, dude, I guess. I don't know, dude. I was thinking about, also, this is like, damn, dude, this does sound like my diary or whatever, which is weird. But at the same time, I don't give a motherfuck anymore, dude. I used to come on here and read news articles and basically try to make them funny or try to say something funny about them. And then I realized how fucking cringy that was. And I was like, dude, I don't want to be a goddamn news anchor. What the fuck? That sounds so goddamn shitty, bro. Like, sit here and fucking read other people's fucking news articles and make fun of them or, like, make some kind of joke about it, bro. It's not, like, yeah, okay. Like, what the fuck, dude? Am I here to get views? Or, like, no. I don't give a fuck, bro. I'm just trying to fucking say some goddamn crazy shit and maybe fucking, I don't know, man. Maybe somebody listens to it and fucking blows her shit off. I don't fucking know, dude. I hope not. Jesus. Trying to do some more positive, like, some more positivity on this, like, more positivity on this podcast. Like, Charlie Sheen positive. You know, like, Magic Johnson positive. Like, some good shit, bro. Like, some really, really good stuff. What was I saying? Gosh, dude, I always do this, bro. I need help. I haven't slept in 74 fucking days, man. 74 hours, bro. I haven't slept in 74 fucking hours. And I'm going manic, bro. I'm gonna fucking lose it, bro. Actually, tonight I lose it. Tonight's the night I fucking lose it, man. After this episode, I'm fucking losing it. I'm fucking losing it. I'm fucking fed up. I'm fucking fed up with the government, man. I'm fucking fed up. Schizo mode. What the fuck was I going to talk about before that? I was going to say something about how it was starting to sound like a diary. I was going to go into something. Something that happened recently, I think. Anyhow. Chapel Roan, bro. Chapel Roan's a fucking natural born killer, bro. Like, natural born fucking killer, dude. I used to sit here. Oh, that's what I was talking about. How I would read articles and now I'm just saying crazy shit. You know, it kind of does sound like a diary. And I used to say I wouldn't promote like mainstream artists or whatever. And I don't know if Chapel Roan is mainstream now or whatever, dude. Like, Chapel Roan is fucking a badass, dude. Like, it's good music. There's zero features on that album, and it's fucking, the whole thing's a fucking banger, dude. And it's probably, honestly, dude, I've listened to it. When I listen to music, and this is me sounding like a fucking nerd, by the way. When I listen to music, dude, I listen to the whole album. And I don't listen to it once, I listen to it many, many times. I download albums on my phone. I don't download songs, I don't make playlists. I listen to, maybe sometimes, like, I'll listen to a genre, you know? Like a playlist genre that's already been curated by somebody. But for the most part, I listen to albums. I'll get on there. I'm waiting. I'm always waiting for the artist. I'm waiting patiently. I listen to a lot of Mexican music. So for me to come out and say that Chapel Roan has one of the best albums I've ever heard in my whole entire life, one of the best albums ever, then that would be, I don't know if maybe it's, that's maybe I'm just like, some people are like, oh, dude, you've never heard such a blah, 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 Pink Floyd. Blah, 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 you never heard Beyonce. Like, everyone has a goddamn opinion, bro. That's why I never like sharing crazy shit, because people are always going to have opinions. But I don't think I'm wrong here, dude. When I tell you Chapel Roan, the whole goddamn thing's a banger, bro. The whole thing's a fucking banger. Like, you don't skip any of the songs, bro. And if you do, it's because you're like, oh, like, whatever, you know, like, I don't care for this song. But you don't even say that on this album, dude. You don't skip a song, dude. You just play the whole fucking thing. It's amazing from start to finish. The whole fucking thing's a banger. The best album I've ever fucking heard in my life, dude. I listen to albums all the time. And I'm not like a music fucking, I'm not like a music critic or whatever. I'm not a professional, dude. I don't sit here and I'm like, I'm not like a, what's it called? Audiophile or whatever. I don't fucking listen. I don't give a goddamn, dude. I'm telling you, Chapel Roan, best, one of the best albums of all fucking time, dude. One of the best. I think it's surpassing the sales, bro. Like, the most sold book in the entire world is the Holy Bible. And I think Chapel Roan is surpassing numbers like that. You know, she is definitely surpassing some incredible numbers. And some people are going to bring out statistics and whatnot, but I'm telling you right now, dude, that's the best album I've ever heard. And I listen to a lot of music, dude. So much music that I have fucking music brain rot. And not only do I listen to a lot of music, bro, I listen to other language music, Spanish. There was a time where I was into like Russian rap or whatever, dude. That was fucking nuts, dude. I would listen to like alternative music. I listen to a lot of genres, bro. But when I'm talking about, like, people think genres and they're like, oh, country, hip hop, rap, or like pop, you know, like, but I'm, when I think of other fucking music, bro, I think about like languages, because I listen to a lot of Spanish music and it's definitely 100% different. Like, everything is different. Nothing is the same. Spanish and English music, there's nothing the same, bro. Like, cadences are different. Attitudes, tone, the culture, the language. It's just, it's completely different, man. There's nothing that can be, nothing for it to compare. It's just not even in the same category, dude. Like, I think Spanish music maybe is probably, in my opinion, the best. And I don't know, dude, when you listen to English music, dude, everything that's trending now, aside from like obviously artists that do use instruments, man, a lot of it is just computer shit, bro. None of it is real instruments. Like, there's no band. And I, maybe I'm just a band guy or whatever. I don't fucking know. I wasn't like a band geek in high school. Like, I didn't really care for the band, but I'm talking about like instruments, bro, like actual instruments being played and the artist singing, and they have to be in tune. Everything has to be perfect. Like, you can't make a mistake. And whenever you go to, like, whenever you listen to rap, for example, everything's just 808s and everything's just like a beat, basically, you know, that's already been curated. And I'm not saying that doesn't take talent, bro. I'm not saying like digital curators aren't talented. I'm not saying that, bro. But there is a fucking big, big, big mood and emotional shift when you listen to live instruments, and it's different, man. It's just fucking different. And I listen to a lot of Spanish music with live instruments, and it fucking sounds amazing, and I love it. I don't know, dude. Maybe I'm just a fucking weirdo or whatever, dude. Maybe I'm just
Dude, I fucking listen to so much music, bro. I fucking music fucking critic. I'm like the Rotten Tomatoes of fucking music, dude. I fucking write blogs about music. Fucking music. I got so much fucking street cred, bro, because I fucking... Did you hear about fucking Liam Payne, bro? Did you fucking hear about Liam Payne fucking jumping out the goddamn window pane? I don't know exactly what happened, bro, but it is tragic. The memes are hilarious. I don't know exactly what happened. Obviously, the guy's dead. We all gotta die sometime, man. And I hope that my death is fucking nuts, dude. I hope that it's fucking insane, dude. I hope that one day... I mean, I don't want it to be, like, soon or whatever. And we can never really tell. Unless you do it yourself or you're just reckless. You never really know when your day is. And, It could be soon, man. It could be next month, you know. You got to think about little things like that, man. And sorry to turn a little dark, man, but it's true, bro. You got to think about death. You got to think about your time here on Earth, I think. You got to think a little bit about everything. Dude, it's fucking... I've been putting fucking rain noises on the end of my podcast, and it's playing right now. But this doesn't sound like rain. It sounds like a bunch of dudes pissing up against like a trailer or something, dude. I grew up in a trailer, and sometimes like me and my brothers, maybe like the neighborhood kid or whatever, like we'd piss on the fucking on the sheet metal, and it just sounds like exactly like this. Hold on, let me turn it up. And it sounds exactly like that, you know, and it's fucking crazy, bro, because it just reminded me of that. Growing up in a trailer park was fucking definitely amazing, dude. I wouldn't, looking back at it, man, I'm like, man, I wouldn't have it any other way, dude. Tornado season, fuck yeah, bro. Scared out of my mind, terrified. But you learn to live with that fear, bro, because you're like, what the fuck, man? What am I going to do? Like, we're going to just get tossed around like a Pepsi can. Like when you kick a Pepsi can, you know, or when you step on it, when you're done with it. Yeah, dude, I don't even know why I compared it to a Pepsi can or like a Coca-Cola can or whatever. But that's what trailers are, man. They basically, like, if a tornado gets there, you're fucking doomed. You're so fucking doomed, bro. It's not even funny. Yeah, dude, growing up in a trailer park is fucking dope. Hopefully one day, I dissect a little bit of everything and I make it really funny, because I do remember some tragedy happening in that trailer park. I remember there was a lot of domestic violence. I would see a lot of domestic violence in other people's homes, and I knew what it was, man. Like, I wasn't a stupid fucking kid. Like, I wasn't like, oh, like, I wasn't delusional, I guess is a word. Like, reality hits you quick when you see things like that. I wasn't questioning it. It was immediate. I was like, that's not okay. That's not like that's a broken structure. What's going on in there, you know? And it's crazy. Like, as a kid, you fucking, I don't even know, bro. Like, it's like, you already know, you know, when you're like, I don't fucking know, dude, what I'm trying to say. It's like, you already know, dude, that. You already know, I feel like it's already in us, evil and good. It's already fucking in us, bro. I don't fucking know. Like, we already know without anyone ever telling us. I already knew. Maybe it was because I was watching TV or something. I don't know, bro. I was watching South Park in like a third grade, bro. I remember my dad walked in on me one time watching South Park. I think I was young, bro. I was like 8 or 9 watching South Park. And I remember my dad walked in, and he walked in on Eric Cartman saying some crazy stuff. And he was like, that's enough. Like, that we're not having any more of this. And he locked it. And I was so fucking mad. And that's when I found out about Family Guy. I would watch Family Guy. But anytime I would hear like my parents coming or whatever,
I changed the channel. And I'm pretty sure they found out about Family Guy later on, too. But I don't know, dude. That shit is funny, dude. Family Guy is funny. The Simpsons were funny. South Park was incredible. Growing up a little bit, growing up during my teenage years, I would watch Robot Chicken. Robot Chicken was fucking insane, dude. Insane. There was a lot, like, obviously all of those were animated, but one that really sticks out that was like, there's a couple actually, dude. I would watch Bam Margera. Why was I always fucking watching some delinquent shit, bro? I would watch Bam Margera. I would watch Nitro Circus. I would watch anything on MTV, basically. I would watch Jackass. I would watch, growing up a little bit more, I would watch The Wolfgang, Odd Future Wolfgang, Loiter Squad. I would watch all that shit. That shit was so fucking funny to me, and I thought it was amazing. I was like, dude, these guys are out here terrorizing the city, making money, bro. Like, I thought that shit was cool, dude. Now, if it happened to me, like, if a teenager fucking walked up to me and did that, I'd probably shoot him in his chest and hide his body. But can't do that, you know. I'm not going to do that. Maybe. I don't know. All right, dude. I'm going to get off this fucking microphone because now I'm just saying some crazy shit. I got to go to sleep. For lawsuit purposes, everything I said in this episode was definitely 110% fake. Everything from the love to my child to my wife is funny to me shooting a teenager in the chest. Everything was a lie, man. And this is for entertainment purposes, for art, and ideas, man. That's all it is. This is actually the slogan for this podcast is art, entertainment, ideas. Share this podcast or share this episode if you found it entertaining at all. If not, I don't really give a fuck. I really do not give a fuck. Okay, I get off the microphone now. Okay, I get off the microphone now. I go back to Africa now. Okay, I go back to Africa now. I get off the microphone now. Okay, I get off the microphone now. I go back to Africa. I say I drive 2001 Toyota Camry back in Africa. I have a 1987 Toyota Hilux 4x4 in Africa. All right, I'm going to get off of here now. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I love you all. Oh, my God.